Fridays are always terrific, but this man's life, our next guest, he lives the life of Riley on a daily basis, not just a Friday. I'm glad to say Ed Jenkins, the skipper of the Aussie Men's Seven Rugby Union side, joins us. G'day, Ed.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Good, mate. Terrific to have you, mate. You do live the life. I know you're just flying straight back in from Vegas.
Yeah, it's not a bad gig that we've got. You know, we pretty much travel the world all year round, seeing some great destinations, playing some footy with 12-year best mate. So, you know, life could be a lot worse at the moment.
Where'd you stay in Vegas?
We're down at the Monte Carlo. So pretty much smack bang in the middle of the strip.
How good's that?
Yeah, boys went out and saw a few shows and...
Yeah.
It was a great week over there.
Amazing.
I'm sure they did.
Mate, just about your career, I think you're the most capped in the sevens side. When did you go sevens rather than the rugby route?
It was probably back in 2009. We're coming up towards the Delhi Com Games.
Yeah.
And the coach at the time kind of pulled a few of us aside and said, look, you can't really be doing both at the same time. Mm. So from then on, pretty much, I've only played sevens, which is, you know, been a great choice, I think.
And I imagine to go, which is harder, if you were to go back rugby or the rugby player come to sevens, which is the hardest?
I think probably the 15s player coming across to sevens.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the fitness element and obviously the game style is a bit different as well. So I think, you know, guys wanting to come across from 15s would probably find just the conditioning levels and getting the fitness base up a bit difficult.
Exactly, mate. Yeah. I suppose you're a bit like an AFL player. You just run, don't you?
Yeah, we play six games over the weekend, so, you know, our fitness levels are quite high and, you know, the tolerance for these tough weekends are up there, so it's good.
Yeah.
Ed, that lure of being an Olympian, I mean, it's pretty cool and it's probably something that rugby union never thought it would be, although I know it's been in the dark old days it was an Olympic sport, but and Rio as well.
Yeah.
It all adds up to a pretty good time. Plus, can you take our listeners and viewers through your sort of world tour? You go to the best destinations right around the world.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a great sport and, our season kind of kicks off here in Australia. We have a home tournament here. Then we head off to Dubai, South Africa for a few weeks, come back. Then we've obviously got, after Christmas, we have Wellington, Vegas. And then, you know, a few weeks, Tokyo. What else is there? Hong Kong, Glasgow, London. We had a World Cup in Russia, in Moscow.
Yeah, right.
The other year. And then, obviously, Com Games on top of that and now Olympics. So,
incredible.
You know, it's getting the passport, a few old stamps.
And some pretty good fly points.
Yeah, exactly.
And good living?
Yeah. Obviously, you know, the ARU is looking after us and obviously the IRB have been pumping a lot of money into the sport to make it competitive, I guess, for all nations, and that's why it probably got the green light in the end for the Olympic sports. So, you know, the IRB do a great job as well.
We're chatting with Ed Jenkins, the skipper of our Aussie Men's Seven side. Of course, they're off to the Olympic Games. I want to know, mate, when we get to the Olympics, obviously you'll have a pretty stable sort of lineup, but I'm wondering, from a marketing point of view, how many stars, so-called stars, do you expect to come across from the 15-man game? I guess I'm talking the likes of Israel Folau or James O'Connor or Quade Cooper and those sorts of players. Will they come in or will they be shut out?
Well, it's interesting. I think, you know, obviously they're different games in their own aspect, you know, 15s and 7s. I guess they've got the same skill set, but at the end of the day they are completely different. I think, you know, the side could do with some, I guess, some firepower. Like, I wouldn't be saying no to Israel Folau out on the wing there, or, you know, it'd be great on the restarts. But I think those players have to put their hand up, and there is a qualification process which they need to go through to be eligible for the Olympics. They can't, you know, come in at the 11th hour and just put their hand up and hopefully get a ticket over to the Olympics. So it'll be interesting to see how it all pans out. But I guess, you know, the guys at the moment that are in there are doing their job, and, you know, they're the ones that are going to be, I guess, getting the side to the Olympics. So hopefully, you know, there's a bit of loyalty shown there.
Ed, South Africa.
Bugger off.
Yeah.
Bugger off, basically.
15 games.
Didn't say that exactly.
That's it. South Africa, the team to beat?
I think there's a few on the circuit. You know, we've been South Africa a few times, the last times we've, I guess, played them. But I think for some reason New Zealand's probably our biggest hurdle. You know, also Fiji's right up there at the top at the moment, but, you know, we've, I think the last four times we've played them, we've beaten them twice. So I think going into these last few tournaments, I think, you know, we really want to start getting some wins over New Zealand, which would, I guess, put the team in good stead.
And, mate, I don't know whether you caught any of the Auckland Nines, the rugby league comp, but you see the skills and the skills of the rugby guys, but the skills of the league guys as well. And there was talk, why not make it, open it up to make a combined side? Obviously, you'd be saying bugger off to them as well. But is there any talk of that? Do the boys ever talk about that sort of stuff?
No, not really. I think
different sports again.
Yeah, different sports. But we train down at Narrabeen where the Sea Eagles are training and stuff, and we put a hand up asking them if they wanted a few games, see if we could teach them a few things that, you know, they could maybe use in the open field of their version of the Nines. But I think, you know, they're two completely different codes, and I think, yeah, Nines might evolve differently over time. I think it's still quite new and they're still trying to develop still trying to, I guess, find out the best way to play the game. So I think I actually did see a bit, and I think with South, with their kicking game, and, you know, that worked out quite well for them. So, you know, maybe next year sides might adopt that, and I guess the game will evolve over time.
Ed, you got a twin brother, Jono. Where's he playing?
He's living it up down in the south of France, a place called Narbonne, which is right on the border of France and Spain.
Yeah,
cool. There's probably about 10 or so Aussies playing over there at the moment. Yeah, so he's got a nice
doing
little,
it tough.
Yeah, doing it tough as well.
I mean, this is a great thing about rugby, isn't it? It's one of the attractions, not only that world game, but also the fact that you got sevens competition as well. Do you regret, you know, giving away the 15 to be the sevens, and would you jump back? Like, would you love to be a part of that Waratahs team that won the title? I mean, how do you equate all that sort of stuff?
No, I think, you know, I'm happy with the decision I've made. I think, especially with the sport being given the green light to the Olympics, you know, I think with Com Games, Olympics coming up as again. So I think, you know, my decision, I'm happy with it. And, you know, there's always maybe the chance of going overseas and playing a bit of rugby, you know, maybe post-Olympics.
Absolutely. We've got John on the line, Ed, if you don't mind. He wants to ask you a question. Go for it, John.
Hey, g'day, gents. G'day, Ed. Two questions, man. Firstly, if you had a choice between playing in a World Cup winning final and playing in the Olympics, what choice would you make? And secondly,
that's tough,
The question, I suppose, it's really interesting. New South Wales are playing tomorrow at Foreshore Rugby Park against Australian Tonga about 4 o'clock, and Michael Checker asks you if you want to be able to play a game for them. Could you play 80 minutes of a 15-a-side game and tell us the differences in the fitness between both of the sports?
Okay, I'll go through the first one. I think it'd have to definitely be the Olympics. I'm not probably am a bit biased, but, you know, the chance to pack tart in Olympics would be you know, huge. I think not only you're representing your sport, but the whole country in a whole. Yeah. So I think, that obviously I'm probably a bit biased in that department, but definitely the Olympics. With the question to the 15 side, I think it'd be quite easy, I think, fitness level-wise to cross over and play 80 minutes of rugby. You know, our training sessions sometimes go for, you know, an hour and a half, where we just pretty much doing conditioning games. So to play an 80-minute game would be quite easy. But, you know, probably maybe the physicality side, you know.
Yeah, getting belted.
Yeah, that might be a different story. But, yeah, I think conditioning levels would be fine.
Fascinating. Thank you, John. Thank you for that. Now, mate, the Waratahs, week one of the comp, just outplayed basically, not good enough. And now, and tonight, they play the Melbourne Rebels, and the Rebels had their first ever win outside of this country. How do you see that sort of matchup?
Yeah, it was interesting. We were in Vegas when those scores were happening last week, so unfortunately, we didn't get to see the Waratahs, but I thought they were going to come out firing, as probably everyone else did. You know, their first game was a home game, and I think they had a good turnout there, but you know, I think they'll probably bounce back. I think they've got a lot of experience in that side, and you know, I think that those guys will bounce back this weekend.
New Zealand, mate, you say that they're the team to beat in the sevens. With the World Cup around the corner, do you see the Wallabies playing well against those bigger teams?
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, Checker will probably change that whole squad and their mentality with how they prepare for games and how they go into that. He actually came down and spoke to us a few weeks ago before we flew out, and it's amazing how much belief he can give a team, and just his words of wisdom were great for our side. So I can only imagine what he's doing to, I guess, the Waratahs and the Wallabies at the moment. So I think
he's passionate, isn't he?
He's very passionate. but I think, you know, maybe the timing's a bit of a problem. I think, you know, they're not going to actually be together as a squad that much. They've obviously got their Super 15 season ahead, and then they kind of try and come together at the last minute to prepare for a World Cup. So maybe the timing's a bit of an issue, and it's going to be a bit hard to get that whole side to gel before before the World Cup. But I think if there's a person that could do it, I think Checker could get that side firing.
All right. What's your next assignment, mate?
We've obviously got a few weeks back here training, and then fly out to Hong Kong.
Beautiful.
The big Hong Kong Sevens.
Been which going is always, for years.
Yeah, years. It's a great event up there. And then off to Tokyo for another Sevens tournament over there. So, a few weeks training, and then back on the plane, back on the circuit.
Bit of discipline required, I imagine. Vegas, you've got to stay on that straight and narrow. Hong Kong, you've got to...
Yeah, it's hard
to... A lot of danger.
I know a fair
There's a lot of danger.
I know a fair few blokes who have been in training for Hong Kong Sevens.
different training.
They're not playing. Mate, great to meet you. Thanks very much for coming in. Good luck with the training, and we'll keep in touch in the build-up to the Rio Games.
Great. Thanks very much, guys.
Ed Jenkins there, the captain of our men's Sevens side as far as the Rugby Union world is concerned.